Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I've been looking for a misplaced pair of glasses for days now. I have looked everywhere, Heather, everywhere. Why do they do this to me? I've been nothing but kind.
Try losing your Invisalign trays down the crack of your airplane seat, which took 3 flight attendants, several flashlights, and the handsome man in the seat behind you to fish them out.
Well, handsome man. Heather, I thought I had uncovered every single 90 Day Fiancé episode. Really did. I tried. Then I discovered 90 Day Fiancé UK.
Oh, God help us. The year is already half over, Sarah. That's it. That's the tweet.
Yeah, that's all you need. Have such a good day. World we didn't see you there. Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, a show that wants you to do just that.
Guten Morgen, friends.
Guten Morgen, Heather foes. Frank. If Heather sounds a little different, it's because she's real far away from her usual studio spot.
If only you guys could have seen the pandemonium that was 5 minutes before showtime.
We really did a real Woo. Juggling act there for a minute.
A real doozy. I think I probably burned out my eardrum too. There was some wacky stuff happening with my mic. I'm in an apartment that's unfamiliar to me and has a kind of a different audio vibe. I'm also sick. I got a really bad cold on the way out here, such as life, such as traveling. These are the things that we fear as we get ready to go places. But I'm doing okay. I think I might be on the mend. But how's everybody doing today? Welcome to the show that talks about the absurdity of everyday, inscrutable life for your entertainment.
We're veering on the mega absurd
mega.
Today. Yeah. Isn't it funny how, I consider myself pretty, I don't know, I'm audio is kind of my specialty at this point. At least for podcasting. It's not like I'm like a music producer or anything.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, Heather, you know, she's got this mic. We talked about it a couple episodes ago, which is really cool. And, you know, kind of, you know, it travels well, handy. But there were all these weird things that were going on with it. And it's like, I can't tell you how many times, even in a static setup, like, for example, where I am right now, all my equipment I know inside and out, and still just weird things happen sometimes.
Yeah, wacky.
And sometimes it's like, you know, Heather and I were doing this troubleshooting, you know, yeah, and it's, you know, there's, you know, this feedback and mix minus issues and, you know, everything under the sun. And I was like, maybe just like restart your computer. Because,
and that worked.
You know, we were, and
it was a miracle.
Because we were sort of out of other options on the list. And sometimes that really does work. And it's
it
like,
it does.
It would be nice to talk to like an engineer from macOS and just be like, why does that sometimes work?
Totally.
And not always, but sometimes. I don't really think that they would have an answer either, but
it's
anyway.
Like blowing in the NES system when like the video game would kind of like get all stuck and you would just take it out and blow in there.
That's a little different because there was a dust issue specifically.
Sure, sure.
Although dust, you know, that could still be an issue.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, yeah. I'm surrounded by, so I'm in an Airbnb and it's interesting. So it's this guy who lives here. Yeah, he lives here and he's head to toe tattoos. I mean, I'm talking like, he rolls up. I mean, I don't know how many times you've gone to an Airbnb and you didn't have like a lockbox or like it was like an just this auto entry kind of thing. I mostly have had the, you know, where you don't even meet the host. You just kind of roll up and there's a lockbox with a key.
I've had both. I've had both situations. Or it's like a friend of the host and you're just sort of like, hey, what's up? I'm just tired
totally.
And I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, well, this guy has a couple rooms, you know, closed off. Not locked, but like, you know, he's got his clothes in the closet, you know, where we are sleeping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's very much lived in. And I'm surrounded by large, like, Lego jet, like, Star Wars, like, spaceships. They're, like, all over the house. And
really?
No, and lots of very interesting lamps. I mean, I would say, like, the really striking, this is a really pretty like apartment.
This is like an esoteric lamp situation.
It is. Well, where I am, I mean, I'll talk a little bit more about it later about how esoteric and eclectic like Berlin has been the last couple of days. And I have another 4 or 5 days to explore it, but definitely an interesting city, but like very designy, you know, like they're into their, you know, interesting like, you know, fixtures and stuff like that. Yeah. And I mean, it's a flat. It's on like the fourth floor. It's like not fancy, but it's not dumpy. And it's like, he's got interesting, weird art. And he has, one of the nicest touches is he put two large vases, like one in the living room and one in the hallway that have like these massive, like exotic flowers that bloomed like the first day when we woke up. Like they were like, I was like, such a nice touch. I'm like, you didn't have to do that, but he did. And it's an odd setup, but kind of cool to see inside this person's life. And he rolled up on a bike, you know, to let us in and head to toe tats, like literally like eyelid tats. I mean, eclectic guy for sure.
Oh, yeah. Fun. Like,
yeah, really cool. And really nice guy.
That actually sounds really painful now that I think about it.
I know. Like, why would you do that? I don't know.
Eyelids.
I don't get
Ooh,
it. But
skin
very
is so
artsy.
Thin.
Yeah. And there's sure. a lot of tatted people here for sure. But yeah, it's funny because we went to New York to kind of ease up. This was sort of like a life hack that my travel partner came up with. Was like, I like to fly to New York before I fly to Europe, have a week there, you know, and then you get over the jet lag kind of thing, and it's a lot easier.
She's not wrong. It's a it's a tough one from good old CA
it is.
To, you know, something like Berlin for sure.
Yeah, Berlin's really far north too. I mean, it took us like must have been a 3-hour flight from Paris just to get to Berlin. It's like, it is far. I mean, we're really far north.
You probably
I mean,
have to go up high enough kind of to probably get get over some like domestic flight stuff. I mean, I'm talking like I'm a pilot. I don't really know.
You're a pilot. You're an audio specialist. You're a music producer. Well, you know what? What else are you, Sarah?
I've been watching this show, this Idris Elba vehicle called Hijack. Uh-huh. It's an Apple TV mm-hmm. Plus show.
Is it good?
And it's okay. I only watched the first four episodes because those are the only ones that, you know, have dropped, as the uh-huh. kids would say. At least the last time I checked, I didn't look for it last night. But it's kind of one of those shows, I won't spoil anything, but it's like the whole thing is about this, you know, plane that veers off course, right? And, you know, the people on the plane all, you know, are trying to figure out, you know, how they return to their loved ones safely. Mm-hmm. But as the show goes on, it strikes me that this may have been a pandemic era show that just got shelved for a while, because it's like there really isn't much show besides like this fake plane that everyone's on.
Yeah.
You know, and after a while, I'm like, gosh, are we really just the whole thing is going to be on this plane? Like, mm-hmm. kind of claustrophobic after a while,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, like, okay.
Maybe that's the point,
you know?
Though.
I think, sure, but I also feel like, you know, Apple TV has, you know, big budgets, right?
Sure.
Some of the shows do, anyway.
That's very obvious in those
And this
shows,
feels
yeah.
like, oh, you kind of just, you know, you're on, like, a little soundstage that's supposed
totally.
To be a plane, and that's yeah. all you're doing. I mean, there's a little
maybe
bit
they
of
need
other,
to cut costs.
Well, and maybe it's just the producer in me, you know, where it's like, that's all I can think about now.
Yeah,
I'm like,
same.
Okay, now we've got an exterior. Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Yeah. But most of it is on a plane. Hmm. So, you know, there's some mystery and intrigue for sure. But yeah, I
might be into it. So it's like one of those, yeah. like, it's like a hijack thriller type. I see. I like that stuff. Like nail
it's definitely,
biting.
Yeah. You at least, I think you would like the premise of it.
Okay.
And also like Idris is super cool. Like who
and
doesn't
hot.
Like him? So, you know, and
hot,
yeah,
like, hot like
he's,
the guy
he's an attractive
me
human. Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying the quiet part out loud. Yeah. Women everywhere and men, probably, really like him. So there you go.
Yes. 100%.
100%.
So how's it going there back in the US of A lanes?
Oh, Heather. Well, your
you
life is
down?
A lot more exciting than mine right now. Mm-hmm. It's been a very hot week here mm-hmm. in ye old wine country. And
as hot as Italy.
Well, I don't
I
know.
I hear Italy is like a pizza oven, literally.
Oof. Well, yeah. Well, we haven't hit 100, so okay. it's probably, you know, other people are having a harder summer.
Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody who's got it worse, but it has been hot. I mean, we're, uh-huh. you know, mid-90s, which is too hot for me. I don't like that weather.
That's
anything,
hot.
Anything above 85, and I'm starting to complain. Mm-hmm. I've luckily just been, you know, with my dog. We've gone out to the coast a couple of times, which is always like 20 degrees cooler. I mean, mm-hmm. we went to the beach yesterday, in fact, and we also went the day before. And yesterday it was like high 70s. It was beautiful. Because
wow.
sometimes the beach is fogged in. You know how it is.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. But... So, funny story. Otis and I, you know, we go out to the beach. Mm-hmm. I kind of had the afternoon off of work. And so I was like, all right, you know, we had this in our minds, like, we're going to go out west. Out west is like about from where I am now, 30 to 45 minutes, depending on mm-hmm. who's in front of you. And it's a really pretty drive. So we get out there, and the beach that I prefer, it's my favorite beach, has this sort of cliff walk, you know, down to the bottom. It's not for everybody. It's not like scary cliff. Like you're not
yeah.
like rock rappelling, but you want to have sensible shoes on kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this beach has been closed for some time. I don't really know why, like, you know, usually around this time of year, they've gone through and like hacked back a lot of the foliage, uh-huh. you know, so it's not like growing over the trail. There's a solid trail, I mean, it's well traipsed, but you know, it's kind of gone back to wilderness. And there's a parking lot, and it doesn't say anything at the top of the parking lot. But when you start walking down, after a few minutes, you get a beach, you know, trail closed, you know, like stop, turn around, thing, you know, mm-hmm. and the whole thing is marked off, but you can go around it. It's just like a sign.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was like, oh man, you know, cause when I went to the beach a couple of days ago, I just did other things. Like I went to a different beach that I don't usually go to, but I really wanted to go to my beach.
Yeah.
It's my favorite beach yesterday. So I see this and I'm kind of like, all right, we're just going to go ahead and ignore the warnings and hope we don't fall down the cliff, because I don't really know, like, what's up. Mm-hmm. So I get to the bottom, and really the only thing that has been removed is, like, at the very end of this kind of, you know, very steep incline, there are, like, you know, it's like beach steps, right, where they're, like, all pieces of driftwood that somebody mm-hmm. has roped together, and you kind of have to, you know, kind of scoot down on your butt, but like it's a way to get down off the rocks down to the mm-hmm. sand, and that has been removed. So I was like, eh, shit, well, we've gone all the way down here, because it's a, you know, it's a good 15-minute walk. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're just gonna like scoot down the rocks, which was, you know, Otis was just like, yay, he just like jumps off the rocks into the sand and like, you know, is never to be found again, you know, I'm gonna eat seaweed. And I was sort of like, all right, well, I'm wearing flip-flops because I didn't think about this. You know, I finally get down to the sand, but it's hot. You know, even though it's not super hot, you know, the air, the sand is really hot, you know? So it's like, ouch, ouch, ouch. Ugh, I did not think about this. Anyway, we get down there. He's the happiest dog ever. We're both wading in the water just, you know, to cool off. It's great. Utopia. There's some other people, you know, around. There are a couple other dogs. And just, you know, people walking or, I don't know, doing whatever they do on the beach. And, you know, there are a few people having picnics, you know, like with a blanket. You could tell that there's food and little kids. And with those people, as soon as we get close enough, I always put him on leash, because it's like, otherwise he's going to run up and like,
sure,
try to like freak people eat out. Someone's food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or otherwise freak them out. Right. You know, so, you know, we're doing our best, but I'm thinking to myself, well, first of all, this is a weekday. It's not super late. Like, it's not even sunset. It's like midday. And the beach is closed. So we're all here kind of like on our own accord kind of thing. You know, like, I don't even know how you got the kids down here, but okay. And so we,
they,
you know,
threw
we're,
them,
we're,
launched them.
Yeah. Just threw them onto the sand. It's a great way yeah. to, you know, yeah. You know, sand is, you know, it's like a
soft
jumping gym.
Yeah.
So we kind of do a walk and, you know, it's nice. And then it's like, well, we got to walk all the way back up the hill. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get up those rocks. It's going to be weird going back up. So like, you know, I'm starting to, you know, get Otis, you know, back into the sitch. And, you know, he doesn't want to leave because he knows as soon as we get close enough to like where the trail starts again, it means that fun is over, and he loves mm-hmm. the beach so much. So mm-hmm. he's kind of like running away from me and just being a dog. And as we get, you know, pretty close to these rocks again, you know, trailhead, there are these people that sort of, I don't even know where they were before. Maybe they came down, I didn't see them, you know, I don't know. But they've got a dog on a leash. It's a man and a woman. And, you know, the dog is a shepherd of some kind. You know, a fairly large dog, but like, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Pretty standard. And Otis is like nowhere near them because he's at this point like eating as much seaweed as he can, which he has to do down by the water mm-hmm. because he knows that we're about to leave. So they're like kind of far from us. Let's say 50 feet, maybe mm-hmm. more. And the guy, just out of nowhere, yells over at me, well, your dog better not run up on my dog, okay?
Wow.
You know, I was like, what? What? Wow. You know, like, at first I'm like, it was kind of windy, and I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he says it again, like, even more, just like he's angry that my dog is off leash, which is, he's in the right to be fair.
Sure.
That's actually not allowed, but we turn a blind eye on this particular beach, which I've been going to a couple times a week for like 4 years at this point. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's whatever. And also the beach is closed. So I feel like it's like, if you got down here, you're on your own kind of thing. You know, like none of us are actually supposed to be here right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear him and Otis again is like, he's not even running towards them. He does not care about this dog at all. It's just that their dog is on a leash. So their dog is probably the problem.
Exactly.
And I get that. I 100% get that. But like, something inside me snapped. I yelled at him, "Oh, shut up!" I'm like, and that was the end of it. They went their way, and we laughed.
You said that exactly.
And yeah. But like, I really yelled it like into the wind, like, "Oh, shut up!" You know, as if I had like, as if I was already at the end of my rope, which like I actually wasn't. I was having a perfectly nice day.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, where you just like, sometimes you have a reaction where you're like, where did that come from?
It's like a knee jerk. It's like you almost can't control your mouth, like saying things sometimes. It just like comes out.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I think I've told the story before on the show. I know I have because I remember. But you know how you have like these like very random memories of like being a little kid?
Uh-huh.
And one of my most random memories, but it's very vivid, was I was probably about 5 because we lived in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I only lived in Oregon for a few years, like 3 to 6. And my mom goes, you know, we're driving in Ashland, Oregon, you know, a little town, cute town. She, you know, goes around a corner or whatever. And some woman who's coming the opposite direction yells out of her window, "Stay on your side of the road." And like without a beat, my mom goes, "Go to hell."
And you remember that? How old were you?
I was like 5.
Wow.
You know, and I, you know, it, like, you know, sitting in the passenger seat, you know, seatbelts on, whatever. And I remember looking at, because like at that age, you're like, that's intense.
Uh-huh.
You know, I look at her and my mom goes, "She had it coming. Just, you know, sorry I did that." And that was the end of it. You know, but I remember it so well where I was like, mom had the comeback. You know, she was like, she had it in her pocket, you know, just ready to throw down the red card.
So do you feel like you would have, like, if you could have thought about it more, would you have changed your comeback?
I think I would have just not responded. Because nothing was there was no incident. You know what I mean? It was like this guy from far away, and you know, there's, you know, it's a dog thing, and
it always just makes you feel bad. You know,
it makes
in the end.
Yeah, you know, kind of exactly. Yeah, I was like, you know, we were having like a really great day, and what I think probably is that, you know, Otis looks big. And here he is running around. I mean, and he, when he's at the beach, he's booking. Like, I mean, I swear that dog is going 50 miles an hour. Not really, but, you know, he's having a good time. So I can see where somebody would be like, well, if that dog gets too close to us, my dog is going to go insane. And now we're going to have a problem. But instead of, you know, getting to that point, he just wanted to let me know, you know, way ahead of time. You know, that we were not welcome in his aura.
Yeah.
You know? And my response was, "Oh, shut up."
It's always challenging to, like, live amongst other humans, you know? And
yeah.
Or not always challenging, but I get where you're coming from, kind of lashing out. It's just like, yeah, it's sort of a little bit of a defense mechanism too, I think. It's just like, don't ruin my day. Like, I'm having a good day. Just back off. Like, get off my lawn.
Right, right. And, you know, I really, because driving home from the beach, you know, I have another, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. And I wound down, you know, I wasn't like that fired up, you know, and I thought, all right, you know, I try to be empathetic to other people more than not. And who knows what these people might have just gone through.
Exactly. You know, with
somebody else who had a crazy dog or whatever.
And you also have to think, like, you don't know how they'll react to you reacting. And that can get scary. Right. Like someone, I mean, there's a lot of things.
Here I am by myself with my dog who's like, he's not an attack dog. Just, if anyone thinks he is, you know, you try to rob me sometime, he'll make you breakfast. Uh-huh. But like, I didn't, like, what was I doing, you know, trying to get into it with some guy? Like, I don't know these people. They could be insane.
Yeah, totally.
All is well. We made it home safely.
You got your yelling out.
Uh-huh. Got my yelling out. Oh, shut up. You know, like, ooh, what a zinger, Sarah. Wow, you really told him off.
Yeah, you did. You should feel pretty good about yourself.
I do. Enough about this dumb stuff. Heather, let's talk more about your trip. You're in Berlin.
I know.
I mean, it's
crazy.
Besides tattooed people and Lego vases, what's been going on? What have you been up to?
Well, so I had flown out last week to New York, and I actually stayed at you actually know Alta, a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
Her apartment.
Yes.
She kind of, you know, lets her friends stay there and stuff in East Village. So we had a really good little setup. New York was amazing. Like, you know, and I always think, I'm like, oh shit, we had such a good time in New York. I'm like, I'm gonna get on the struggle bus like at some point, you know, because you just do, you know. And I knew. We knew traveling to Berlin was going to be like the hard day. Like it's probably the travel from New York to Berlin was probably the hardest travel day we have scheduled. So hopefully that was the worst day and I won't have any of that like on my way back. It'll be kind of long, but yeah, summing up New York, I mean, I haven't been there in years and you know, it was pretty hot. I mean, it's pretty summer, you know, I mean, not unbearable, but definitely very humid. There was
the New York summer for you.
For sure. But like those mornings that are just like kind of like, but like not too hot, but sticky. And you like, you go get a coffee at like, there's just so many amazing coffee shops. The people watching, the dog watching, you know, we were right next to this pretty big park that had several different dog parks within it, like the small dog park and then the section for the big dogs. And so it was just like really good vibes. And we ended up going to the Karl Lagerfeld exhibit, which is, he's like a German fashion designer, funnily enough, that wasn't planned because we're going to Germany, but fascinating guy.
Is he German? I always thought he was French just because he, you know, Chanel.
Yeah, he lived in France, you know, I think most of his life. I don't know a lot about him in that sense, but I believe he was born in Hamburg. That was an incredible exhibit. Cool. That was a very interesting, cool thing to see for sure. It was at the Met. We had amazing meals. I mean, we had like just throw down, like unique, super fun with some of my old friends. I met up with someone who I hadn't seen in years, but we always had a connection, my friend Juliana. And she's just like been in New York for, you know, 15 years. Very cool chick. Just had so much fun with her. And we both, my travel partner and I, have mutual friends here, so we saw them too. And then probably like the biggest highlight. Well, there were a lot of highlights, but yeah, we had these like long lunches with Aperol Spritz, and you know how it goes. Did a little shopping in my old neighborhood in Nolita, which was fun. And then we had a thunderstorm of a lifetime. I mean, I've seen a lot of amazing thunderstorms in my life, like tropical, you know, like in tropical islands and stuff. But we were taking video and stuff, and you could hear me in the background just being like, holy shit, this is crazy. Like, you know, it's just like the whole, like we were on this city, like intersection, and like it was just pandemonium. Like everybody was running, you know, getting soaking wet, you know, like just, but it was so fun. It was so fun to see how everybody was reacting. It was just like the craziest lightning, you know, those long thunderbolts. It went on for a long time and it was a deluge. It was like flooding the streets instantly. And it was just like, it was very dramatic and very, very fun and hilarious. And we had a great time. We got soaking wet, but you know, it was super fun. And then, and then I was actually fine, you know, in New York. I felt great. I mean, I didn't really feel very jet lagged. We were sleeping all right, but we ended up taking Delta One on the way out. So that's partially why we felt pretty good, because we were able to sleep. And mm-hmm. so that helped a lot. You know, there were some incidences, like I mentioned at the top of the show, with my Invisalign trays.
Incidences?
Okay. Incidences.
Okay, jet laggy. Yeah.
I know, right?
You know, the plural of incident.
Incidences. It's like incendiaries?
Incendiary.
Incendiary, well, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a little tired. Honestly, like, I'm very stuffed up. I have a pretty bad cold. I definitely was on the struggle bus, as you would say, Sarah, on the plane to Berlin. We ended up, we flew to Paris, and then at Charles de Gaulle Airport, we had to get a smaller plane to Berlin. And so it was a bit of a long day. And a couple things happened, like, you know, just a whole like situation with all these airports are different. And Charles de Gaulle is like known for being really, annoying. Finicky and annoying about like, well, liquids, you know, like your shampoo and like all that stuff. And so never had had any trouble the entire time until I got to Charles de Gaulle. And they were like, oh, that's too many. That's too many liquids, which is like, I had kind of a normal, pretty small considering I'm going to be gone for a month. And it was just this whole scene in the TSA line. And it was just so arbitrary. It was like, they like had all these rules, but then I was able to like sneak a couple bottles in my bag and they didn't even care. They didn't even check it. They just wanted me to be able to zip the Ziploc. They wouldn't even accept it if the Ziploc was partially zipped. Like it had to be, it was so weird. I was just like, this is insane. So I had to like dump a bunch of stuff. So stupid. Mm-hmm. And then the plane to Berlin, I ended up in a middle seat. Like we couldn't book seats because my travel partner booked everything and she's really good about like not booking middle. I ended up in the middle seat and it was just rough because we were like on the tarmac for a while. And that's where I think I got sick. I was sitting next to this kid who was wearing these Crocs and he kept putting his feet like in my section. And I'm like, no, bro. I almost had it out with him. I know.
Yeah,
but
I know. Yeah.
Had very little room. It was a very tight squeeze. Anyway, so I'll talk a little bit more about Berlin in a little bit. But yeah, I do have some things to report. But what else is going on, Sarah? I'm anxious to hear.
Oh, are you?
All that's going on with you. I am. I feel so far away.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said earlier, my week has been less interesting than yours, although I am happily and vicariously living through your life.
Yes.
Besides me and a man yelling at each other on the beach yesterday, not a whole heck of a lot besides losing my favorite glasses that I'm still just so flummoxed about, like, where are they? Now, you might say, like, I mean, Sarah, they could be anywhere. Like, maybe, like, you had them on your head and they, like, fell off while you were, like, outside the home type thing. Here's the thing. So I've got, and Heather and I are both very familiar with the variety of glasses and readers and types of glasses that you need.
Oh, my God.
You know, when your contacts are in
or they're
not
in. Try keeping
track
of them,
you know,
on a trip.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like so much harder.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And like you're going to crush them. You're going to sit on them by accident unless they're in cases and everything. Mm-hmm. And I just buy cheap readers from like CVS because I'm that person. But I've got, a few of them. The ones that I'm wearing right now, I know you guys can't see me, but they're like $35 progressive readers so they're designed to like, you know, they have a very slight amount of, I don't know, whatever you call the thing, you know, that glasses give you.
The prescription.
The prescription. Yeah, exactly. If you look like towards like the sky and if you look like right in the middle of the lenses, it's like not quite your prescription, but like getting there. And then if you look sort of down, which is supposed to be for reading, then you get like your full prescription. Now, because my eyes are pretty bad with anything that's close to my face, I need to use that third one. Mm-hmm. You know, so I look down, but I'm like, this is dumb. I don't like progressives. I want the whole,
they're hard to get used to.
Well, because otherwise it's like I have to, you know, I'm sitting at my computer right now. I'm wearing these progressives because my other glasses have been misplaced. And it's like I have to look at like this really weird angle where I'm like craning my neck up and looking down through the bottom of my glasses where I'm like, this is just, I get that it works for some people. It just doesn't work for me. I just feel like most of the time they're just not strong enough. So anyway, this is my backup pair of glasses. Everything is fine. The world is not ending. However, my other pair of glasses, I never wear outside the house. Like I've never once done it because they're strong. They're great for up close reading kind of stuff. You know, sitting at a computer, they're the glasses that I'm going to wear if I'm not wearing my contacts, but I can't drive with them. You know, they make everything, you know, that's sort of like peripheral vision really weird. And, you know, there's sort of like a nauseous, I don't wear them. So, you know, I'm kind of like, all right, they're in the house somewhere, but like where? I mean,
maybe where
you know, there's only so many places they could be. Even if they were, you know, let's say on my head, which sometimes happens, and maybe I like pulled, you know, a shirt off and they fell. Even then, they could only fall so many places.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have like stripped the bed, looked under the bed, looked in the closet, looked out the window, looked in every like weird bathroom drawer that I never even open.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, maybe they're in here? I don't know.
No, you know,
they have vanished.
It would be so cool if somehow, like, I don't know, maybe it's a technology, maybe it's a, you know, a crystal ball, but like to find all of these things that we've lost that have no, like, there's no story behind it. It's like I lost my favorite scarf at some point, but I remember taking it back with me from Mexico and washing it and like, you know, hanging it up in the house. And it just, it's like it poof, disappeared into thin air. And I'm like, I really don't understand. And I think I probably, like you said, stepped out of the car, it fell to the ground, and I just like walked away.
Just never looked behind you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you didn't feel it. Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, I am quite sure that this is going to turn up somewhere, you know, and I'm going to laugh and go, the one place I didn't look. But I just feel like I've looked in all the places that are possible. This did happen to me at my previous apartment. I don't know, when I still lived there a few months ago, my Apple TV remote went missing. Now, this is not unusual because it's an Apple TV remote, after all, which are the worst things in the world. And my Apple TV was kind of old, so I had an older remote that's like even slipperier than, you know, the new ones are. So, I mean, it was always like going missing under a pillow or in between couch cushions, whatever. This time, it was really lost, like to the point where I'm like, did I take it outside with me? And like it fell out of a pocket or something. I mean, there's no other place it could be. It was finally found behind my coat rack in like a corner where like you would never put an Apple TV remote. But clearly what happened was it was maybe on the bed or, you know, somewhere where, you know, I had shaken something and it went flying and I just never noticed.
Yeah.
So it was eventually found, but it took like, it took weeks. I mean, I was just using my iPhone as the Apple TV remote, which is not the end of the world again. You know, there are worse things happening to people.
Well, it sounds like it was trying to escape you. It was being a little shit.
Don't use like, me, Sarah.
Yeah. I think it has a mind of its own, like a lot of things. You know, one thing I have observed, I mean, I've known this about Europe, but like I appreciate how there's a lot of like things are smaller. Like there's a lot of like small cars, you know, like America, everything's big. It's like big cups, big lattes, big meals, like big plates, everything. I really like the like, you know, except for the one thing that's very odd is the Airbnb guy, who's super tall, by the way, he's got to be like, you know, 6'5" or something. He has the smallest bath towels. So he gave us each a towel. They're literally like hand towels. So like we have one towel each for like the entire week. And it's like a super tiny towel. And it's like, huh, how do you deal? This is interesting. But I don't love the small towel thing, but there's a lot of like really, you know, small cups and like everything's more like quaint and like thoughtful, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this reminds me of, again, random memory that just sticks out to me. I was visiting my cousin, Jill, who, you know, mm-hmm. In Switzerland, in Zurich, I don't know, however many years ago, like early 2000s, maybe even earlier than that. And I remember like I was thirsty because we were like, she's like showing me around. Mm-hmm. And we go into the, you know, grocery store and I get a bottle of water. And she's like, she looks at me like, you know, I pay for it and we like resume walking. And it's like, you know, like a 2 liter type thing. And she's like, are you just gonna like hold that the whole time? And I was like, what? I'm thirsty. And she's like, it's just so big. You know? And like, you know, I was like, oh, whatever, you know, like you're being silly. But I definitely got some looks from people who were like, oh, yeah. Gosh, look at very that American with her big old water, you know, just walking around outside.
I know. It's really funny, too, because like all the cafes, like there's a really cute little cafe across the street called Five Elephants. Very cute. And it, they do, you know, these oat milk is so popular here. I feel like that's the default when you get a coffee. It's weird.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's so interesting. Well, I think the Oatly, the brand, is from Sweden. There's something going on because like the whole supermarket had like 18 different Oatlys, like barista Oatlys. And anyway, so this place has, you know, you get like a cappuccino and it's like the tiniest cup. I have two sips and I need another one, you know? But here's the thing that's a little bit more of a like broad strokes observation on the city, because I lived in Europe, you know, for a year. I've traveled fairly extensively in Europe. I've been to the Eastern Bloc. I lived in France. I've been to a lot of places. And Berlin is definitely different. And I'm trying to put my finger on it. And I will continue this connective tissue throughout the coming weeks on the show, because I still have to uncover what I'm feeling, because I'm not quite there yet. I've only been here for a couple days. But it's obviously very eclectic. I mean, it's kind of known for, it's not glitzy or glamorous. It's much more like street vibes. There isn't as much like European ornate like architecture like you would see in Paris, for example, or London. I mean, there's some in certain neighborhoods, but from where we've been, we're in a neighborhood called Kreuzberg, which is it's definitely like the cool hood, but it's eclectic. It's a little gritty, you know, and that kind of thing. And it's right by the canal. But what's interesting is that it's like, we've cruised around enough where I'm like, it's not like pretty per se. It's not like really landscaped or anything like London or Paris.
Well, London has some, I don't know. I mean, some of London is lovely, but you know, it's also sort of a mishmash.
It's a bit of and I think maybe the neighborhood we're in, I mean, it's a kind of an eclectic spot. But what's interesting is that I really think that the heartbeat of Berlin is very like much the underground scene. It's very much focused on music and art. And I think that that's where you're really going to see, you know, the real like sort of heart and soul of the city. It's we have to go out. We have to go out at night and try to go to some of these clubs and whatnot. But I think it's more like audio and texture, but less focused on these. I don't know. It's hard to put my finger on it quite yet, but I will continue to kind of unpack it as I'm here through to Sunday. But I think there's more than meets the eye. And at first I was like, huh, this is, I don't know. Cause it's a very spread out city. In a way, it reminds me a little bit of LA in that sense where it's like one neighborhood to the next has a different feeling and it's very big. It's very spread out. So it's hard for you to like grasp it as a city cause it's just expansive.
Well, I think also, I mean, the fact that, you know, it was, you know, an Eastern Bloc. It had to be rebuilt in a very different way. I mean, within our lifetime, it wasn't that, I was about to say not that long ago. I guess it was kind of a long time ago now, but, you know, for the Gen Z set.
Yeah.
But, I've not been to Berlin. The only places I've been in Germany are, kind of Munich and,
Same.
Kind of,
I went to Heidelberg like when I was a teenager with my dad. It was odd. It was a kind of a touristy place.
Oh, I have been to Frankfurt actually. I don't really remember it that well. Also a northern city. Anyway, I digress.
I will say that it has a very creative and funky like fashion style, like kind of as I expected, because like, you know, New York is a lot more. There's obviously like the funky, fringy neighborhoods, but there's like this glitziness to it. High fashion. I feel like it's not like that here. It's much more street. There's a lot of bikes, actually. It kind of reminds me of like a larger scale Amsterdam, but less quaint. But there's a lot of like the architecture struck me because it's much more classical, like modern kind of deco and Bauhaus style, like more like curvy, big, you know, apartment buildings and less ornate. And that totally creates a different vibe. I'm much more used to the very European, like the gargoyles and the like, you know, the faces and like the really ornate buildings like in Paris and whatnot. But yeah, so that's kind of my early observations.
Paris is hard to, I don't know. I mean,
it's hard to encapsulate.
I know what you're talking
city.
About. It's also, there's kind of nowhere like that.
It's true.
Paris is Paris.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean about, you know, there are a variety of, you know, when you say like a European city, I think, you know, even something like, gosh, Vienna, right? Mm-hmm. Would be more of that European city that,
yeah,
that maybe you thought
quaint.
Berlin would look a little bit more like.
Maybe.
But for whatever reason doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's like, I think the lesson here is don't judge a book by its cover, because at first we were kind of like, huh, can't really say, I don't know. Like I can't, you know, the walking around for the first few days, it's like hard to grasp, but I really think there is such an interesting thing to unveil here, and I'm planning on doing it, Sarah. So,
well,
and I'm
happy
will keep
for
you posted.
It sounds like my kind of city. I like it. I like some grit.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I like people with tattoos.
Yeah, same.
And cool cafes and oat milk. Also, I'm fine with oat milk. So there you go.
And a lot of the German language.
In fact, maybe Otis the dog would enjoy being a Berlin dog.
I think he kind of looks like he could be German. And I've been learning on Duolingo. I've been doing some Duolingo for German. And it's not my favorite language, but... You know, it's like a lot of it is so based on like the English, like a lot of the words like Wasser is like water and like coffee is cafe.
Well,
and like
English
hello,
is Germanic. Like,
yeah, exactly.
In origin. So yeah, there a lot of it, you're just like, oh, there are a lot more letters.
Some of the street names
are
insane.
So it's like not easy to pick up, but yeah, no. You see where it's all going.
Yeah, this guy was like, you have to go to this restaurant on Korean, like it just is like this super long word. We're like, huh? And we're trying to write it down and we're like, what? Like, is that a K? Yeah, it's a complicated language, but it we're having fun, like, you know, trying to use it, and we're like laughing at ourselves. It's like one of those things. It's actually kind of amusing. So more to come next week. Sunday we take off and we go to Mallorca. So that'll be a completely different experience. Hopefully we'll skip the big heat wave down there, because right now it's like 100 degrees. Supposed to cool off a little, but.
I think you guys will be wearing a lot of bathing suits and dancing.
100%.
If my memory of Mallorca serves. But for now, in the interest of time.
Yes.
Thanks to everybody for being with us for episode 198. We're not going to get all weird about it, but we are really close to episode 200. And okay, I'm lying. I am weird
about
it.
There's time to get weird.
I can't believe we're almost at episode 200.
We'll get weird next week. We'll
get weird next week.
199.
Yeah, exactly.
No, next 199. Week. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll get really weird. We'll wear weird things. You know, pick up something in Berlin this week, Heather.
I will.
And
I will.
We'll show everybody.
Weird ass clothes here, man.
That's right. That's right. But you know, hey, you know, that's the fun of it. That is the
flair.
Fun of travel. I'm green with envy. It's been a long time since I traveled internationally. In fact, when I thought about it, because my passport is currently expired, I have to deal with that. The last time I was international was with you in Mexico.
Wow.
Mexico City. So it's been a while.
That's been a while. Get that passport done just so that in case something pops up.
I know.
You won't
be
stressed about it.
In the time of COVID, it did not seem to be a thing on my to-do list that was very high.
Definitely
but
not.
Now I'm like, you know what? It's just weird. I've got it right next to me. I like to keep my passport is expired close by. Yeah, no, I do. I look at it all the time where I'm like, oh, we need to update you. but anyway, thanks to everybody for listening as usual. Thanks to everybody in our Discord who have been chatting with us. I don't know. Maybe it's the summer slump where we all have a little bit more time. but it's been fun to check in with everybody. Just a real quick reminder, if you're like, Discord, that would be fun. How do I join? If you go to patreon.com/havesuchagooddaySuchAGoodDay, you find out more about how to become a direct contributor to our little podcast here. And joining the Discord and other fun stuff that we like to do. But Heather, I wish you a wonderful week in Berlin. And I can't wait to hear where you land on the other side.
And y'all could follow me on Instagram if you like. I've got some stories going. I'm at Hedaville. Heddaville. This is an old moniker from way back when I met Sarah in the early, early, early internet days.
True.
So savor that. And hit me up on social media. Some of you already have. I'm impressed with some of the knowledge that you've been dropping about Berlin. Thank you for that. but more next week. But until then, I will try to get better. I'm on the mend, I think. I'm going to eat my Ricolas. I just got a pack today. And I'll be Heather forever.
You will. And I will remain Sarah for Era. An era. You know, I never thought about that. Kind of rhymes. Very
it
Taylor
does.
Swift of me. All right, everybody. I'm feeling punchy now. So I'm going to let Heather go to sleep. And we hope you all have such a good day. See you for episode 99 next week. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.